morning. At least it's morning here. It's 7 a.m. I am walking behind the condo in Ramona, California. It is an overcast, cloudy day, and I'm looking at the remains of the snow in the mountains above and the wet earth below, which is rare for San Diego. It's been raining for 7 weeks now. That's actually a lyric from a Grateful Dead song. Too hot to even speak now. Did you hear what I just heard? Yeah, the music never stopped. And the podcast stopped, though. It did. I'm using Anchor here. I'm talking to myself, essentially. Nobody will listen to this. But I want to make sure that it's still working, right? I've got this app on my phone. Is that worth keeping? Maybe. I've been having a struggle with podcasting in my life. It's really not a struggle. It's just ignoring it. I, you know, attempted to launch a couple of podcasts at the beginning of the year and the last year, and it just didn't work out. I guess it's, I don't know, sharing all of these details about my life and these things, and actually just one more thing to manage. I think it's more that than the sharing part. I don't have a problem with sharing. I do. With putting these details out, man, it's getting spookier and spookier as we move on with the information about you that's online. I mean, you know, my whole life is out there. Your life is out there. And how much we actively put out there does concern me. Also, the utility of it all. I mean, do we really need more noise and distraction? Perhaps so. Perhaps it's nice to check in and just hear the voice of the person you're interested in or you're just curious about. I know that this feed certainly doesn't deliver anything that's useful outside of the distraction of me chattering. But there's something nice about that, I guess. For some, you know, I know I like to listen to things too, especially the more natural and random they are, the better. Because I already know that person and trust them or love them or interested in them and curious about what it sounds like beyond their created personas, you know, who they appear to be or who they present themselves as. We do that all, right? We do that as we set up ourselves into our day, you know. Who am I going to be today? You know, who am I going to be on this phone call? You know, at least I like to think that we construct who we are going to be. Am I going to be helpful today? Am I going to be a pain in the ass? And I at least ask myself these questions. I'm on the phone all the time with work, going from one call to another pretty much through the full day. And by the end of the day, I can draw, I can watch, or I can sleep. And watching means like watching YouTube or watching TV, which I don't really watch a whole lot of. So I do a lot of drawing and posting. That's my gallery, right? So Facebook has become my gallery. And same thing with Instagram. I mean, to me, Instagram and Facebook are pretty much the same thing. And then I make food. I walk my dog. I take care of the family, not in that order. And I sleep. And that's life. I don't run anymore because of my wonky, deformed leg, which is creating massive problems. And I'm trying to figure out how to kind of reboot for the spring. And I know as it gets warmer and sunnier, I will find myself back outside because I live in this extraordinarily beautiful place in San Diego with trails and mountain views and all this stuff. And you can't see them, but I can. I'm in them right now, walking on the trail behind my house with my trusty, loyal dog, Max, and my dear friend who sits by my side most of the day. And when we take him outside, sniffs other dogs' poops and eats turkey poops. It's a delicacy, apparently, for dogs. I don't want to figure that one out. Anyhow, just to check in from me on Anchor. And if you're using Anchor or you consider using Anchor, please be aware that Anchor owns this content, essentially. So I'm giving this missive to Anchor, and they can do what they please with it. That's okay, but just realized that they have the rights to reuse this. So, Anchor, if you want to take this little message and use it, enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Oh, yes. And today, what day is today? Today is, you should know this, but it's February 28th. It's the last day of February, the weird month, right? It's not a leap year. So it's just kind of like, what is a non-leap year? A non-leap year? We should have another name for it. So enjoy your sitting.